Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Well, Still Quiet Place, mindfulness practices for children and adolescents. Dr. Amy Saltzman joins us on the line, Michael.
She also is a holistic physician working with adults. So it's a really interesting job, I guess she has.
Very interesting.
Welcome to the show, Dr. Amy.
Thanks so much for having me.
So what's it like working with kids and adolescents when it comes to mindfulness?
It's actually very enjoyable and very inspiring.
Is mindfulness like centering yourself? Can you give us a description of what mindfulness is?
When I teach to children and adolescents, I define mindfulness as paying attention here and now, so our attention's not in the future or in the past, and then choosing our behavior. So when I teach to children, first they learn to attend to the breath, and then their thoughts and their feelings and their bodies, and ultimately to choosing their behavior, particularly in difficult circumstances.
And what is it about mindfulness that makes it something that we should be aware of? You know, like, tell our listeners why we need to be more mindful, I guess.
It decreases anxiety. It increases executive function, which is planning and impulse control.
Mm-hmm.
With teens, we know that it decreases anxiety and depression, and we're starting to look at things like emotional regulation and emotional intelligence.
But all these thoughts and feelings today that young adolescents are coming to you with must be very interesting in the digital world when there's so much online stuff that they're doing. It's a very different world.
Yes, and it's interesting because often that world is sped up, and mindfulness helps people slow down and choose, you know, do I really want to send this text? Do I really want to post this particular comment or image on Facebook?
Mm.
And you can put a pause in there and allow people to choose their behavior.
For our listeners listening in today, they might be sitting at home or at work or driving in the car and thinking to themselves, this is all great. What are three things that they could do today to sort of take control of their life?
I would say three things that they could do today are to pick one activity to do mindfully, so perhaps brushing your teeth. So when you're brushing your teeth, try and have your full awareness on brushing your teeth, unscrewing the cap, squeezing the toothpaste, the movement of your hand, the taste of the toothpaste, the action of spitting. And probably what they'll notice is that in the process of brushing their teeth, their mind will wander, and then they can notice what it wanders to. And over time, they'll probably notice some themes and habits as far as the mind wandering and their emotions go. And I think for adults who are listening, one of the simplest practices I can offer is what I call the three breath practice. So one breath, when you know that notice that something's up or that things aren't going quite as well as you would like in your kitchen, you can take one breath for you just to notice what's happening with you. One breath for your children to notice what's happening with them. Maybe they're hungry or tired or, you know, have had an upsetting event at school. And then one breath for now what? So how to respond to them in the moment. I do have a friend who took my parenting course not once but three times, who said, you know, three breaths often isn't enough, so you can repeat this. You can repeat this as necessary.
Yeah.
But those would be my basic suggestions.
Fantastic. Well, look, thank you very much for joining us today on the program, and I know you would have helped a lot of people. Dr. Amy Saltzman, holistic physician and mindfulness instructor. Very interesting topic, Michael.
Very interesting. And, you know, I know a lot of it sounds like common sense, but it's, again, that message of being in the moment, isn't it?
It's
not about floating off, thinking about something else, wishing you were doing something else, wishing you had, you know, a different life or whatever.
Yeah.
It's about being in the moment.
Thanks for centering us today.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.